Welcome to the Chase the Red Grape podcast. Our podcast covers a wide range of topics from health, wellness, food, fitness, and everything that life holds in between. We hope that you will join us on gaining both the male and female perspective on a range of topics and issues as we delve into talking about our life and yours and how we can all be healthier, happier people. A life worth living should be easy and fun, and that's exactly what the aim of our game is. This podcast will cover all issues relating to health, but please note that none of the information should be taken as medical advice. Hi guys, it's Jen and David here.
Hello, that was quick.
Yeah, I know, just straight to it. Bringing you episode 38 of the Chase the Red Grape podcast. I can't even speak today.
You've got plenty of practice, 38 episodes, can't even say your own name.
Can you believe we're on episode 38 already?
The magic number.
How is 38 the magic number? Anyway, time has flown by, but we get so much enjoyment out of each episode. Maybe it's just because the two of us chat about these kind of things all the time. We just simply have to hit the record button.
Go.
So it's just our conversations that we literally do just have all the time. This week, we're just going to talk about life, what's going on in our world, and what's on the cards, etc., etc. I know these are the kinds of podcasts that I always love to listen to, so I figured, well, let's give the folks what I want to listen to, if that makes sense.
So you like listening to yourself?
No.
I like talk about what's happening.
I like listening to what other people have going on in their life. So I thought, well, you know.
That makes sense.
We'll just do a podcast about it. So to kick this off, let's get ranting and raving. David, what's your El Ranto today?
Sounds really rubbish again, like typical Brit, but rain. But the rain here, it isn't really a rant because it was kind of cool because it rains. It was a bit rainy this week. But when it rains here, it's like proper rain, like the splodges are as big as your head.
Well, that's fine as long as you're not out in it.
Yeah, I did get caught in it once. And it took me until about like 3 hours later to dry up. But it was still kind of cool. It's kind of geeky cool, like, wow, look at the weather, rather than just like, oh, it's like drizzle. It's like proper, I can't really see through the rain.
Yeah, I don't mind the rain until I have to go out in it, and then I mind
it. I like the sound of it when you're inside.
Yeah, that's nice. So it's not really a rant, is it?
Well, it's a rant because it was raining, and that's always a bit rubbish.
Okay.
But the plants need to live, so it's not that bad.
Okay. For the sake of the plants.
Someone think of the plants. Well, when it's like 40 degrees here, someone think of the plants.
Oh, dear. My rant is bad coffee. But not necessarily bad coffee, just wrong coffee. So we went somewhere new Wrong coffee. Went somewhere new for coffee today, and you know, it was in a nice place. It looked quite good. And we've had their coffee beans before, and they've been really, really nice. So we're really looking forward to it. And you know what? When you order a flat white and it basically ends up being like a latte, like, I'm not happy. I hate like coffee flavored milk. And that's what I reckon a latte is. It's just coffee flavored milk. And I don't expect that from a flat white. Yeah, and then when I get it, I'm just like, nope, can just taste the milk, and not really the coffee. And when you know it's like really good coffee in there, you're just like, they've got all the ingredients, but obviously the person making it just wasn't.
I think they were a little rushed. Not that that's an excuse, but I think that's what was happening at the time.
Yeah, even though there was nobody else.
Yeah, they were self-imposed rushed.
Yeah.
But I think, it's not like you can go back and complain. Because it wasn't like, oh no, I ordered a coffee and I got a hot chocolate. It was like, this doesn't quite live up to, never mind, I don't want to go
so
fast.
So, but yeah, I know, I probably wouldn't go back and get coffee from there, because...
Well, it's because we got like a million other places.
Yeah.
To choose from.
We do. And I know where to get some good flat whites, so we're okay. We're all good.
We're good.
So what about your rave?
My rave was meeting up with a friend.
You said that so fast. It was like
meeting up with a friend early this week. So we knew him from Glasgow, and then he moved to Sydney.
Well, he moved to America before he moved.
Oh yeah, yeah. He moved to America, and then he moved to Sydney with his wife, And he was literally in Perth for a day. He'd arrived like late the day before, sent me a message while I was tucked up asleep, and literally was like, I'm in Perth, I'm going to be here for a day. Are you free to meet up? But I'm going to be really busy at work. Are you maybe free in the morning? And luckily I was, because it was the day we don't go into CrossFit. So I was like, yep. So I met up with him before work, and it was just nice. And
I feel like because you and him did the Tough Mudder together, I feel like you've got this bond.
We have a bond, yes. Yeah. We have a forever bond of, yeah. But, and it was also quite funny because both of us, I don't remember him sounding that Scottish last time I met him. So I think both of us have become defensively Scottish.
Yeah. So way to go.
But yeah, no, it was good to see him again.
And my rave is that next weekend is the CrossFit Games.
Yay, finally.
Although, if you're listening to this, it'll be like...
tomorrow.
It'll be like the CrossFit Games.
Because, of course, all of our listeners listen to this immediately after.
Yeah, of course. As soon as it comes out, like, that's the great thing about subscribing to the podcast, though. Because if you subscribe to the podcast, as soon as it gets loaded on iTunes... you know, as soon as you normally connect to Wi-Fi, that's how I've got mine. As soon as I connect to Wi-Fi, it downloads all the latest podcasts, yeah. And there you go.
And if you really...
oh my goodness, yeah. On a Wednesday, Chase the Red Green podcast comes out.
And if you're really dedicated, you know, you'd ask your boss, I just need to take half an hour on a Wednesday.
Gotta listen to this podcast.
Bit of personal leave. Gotta get my fix. That's exactly what happens.
But yeah, no, that's why... But anyway, rave. Games. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm so freaking excited.
I'm really looking forward to the mountain bike one.
Oh, what did I say? Obstacle course?
I think, I listened to another podcast and they were like...
oh, no. We knew about the obstacle course, but they have shown pictures of the demo team doing strongman stuff, which is what I said. What is that?
Picking up a weird kind of...
carries.
No, it's the farmer's carries.
The farmer's carries.
Made of wood.
I know, I really want to do them. I want to do strongman stuff so bad. Not even strongman stuff, just like sled pulls and stuff like that. I want to do them so bad. And I want to like use a yoke and... I love farmer's carries.
Should I get a contraption made up so like it's like, okay, we've got the weekly food shop, Jen. Here you go. I'll meet you at home. Go!
Yeah, I would do that. But you know what? Like, if you told me like you could either do a... like 400-meter run, or you could do a 400-meter farmer's carry. Farmer's carry all the time. I'd rather like do the farmer's carry. I think it'd be so much more fun. Anyway, for people who don't even care about that,
but it'll be good fun.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. But yeah, so we just thought we'd do some like life updates. Not that like it's been anything crazy, but you know, it's just always good to check in. And so, first of all, it was my birthday on Friday. So
happy birthday.
28th of July.
I thought you were going to say 28.
No.
Liar.
No, I am 32. And I'm quite happy
and
being 32.
And 3 days.
I think...
2 days. Sorry.
And 2 days, yeah. Yeah, I'm not really like, the age thing doesn't really fuss me. I'm like, I'd much rather be in my 30s than be in my 20s. Oh, God.
You probably wouldn't have thought that when you were 20, though.
No, when you're 20, when you're like 22, say 10 years ago, you're like, oh my God, I can't wait until I'm in my 30s because everyone will just like respect you. And then now you're in your 30s.
And
you're
life
like,
will make sense.
Yeah. And now you're in your 30s, you're just like, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe 42. Let's do it for 42.
Like, people will respect you now and people will like take into account your opinion and stuff like that. But you're almost at the same time going, oh God, I wish they wouldn't.
Don't listen to me.
Don't listen to me. So yeah, for my birthday, you know, like I was writing and David was at work. So we didn't do anything during the day. But
we did presents in the morning.
We did CrossFit and coffee in the morning. And then I got my presents and I had a few cards to open. And then so in the evening, I met you after work and we went to a bar called Varnish on King. And the reason we went there, we've been wanting to go there for a long time, is they do a whiskey tasting flight that's paired with, wait for it, bacon. Oh yeah. So you have four different, well, they said four American whiskeys, but they're three American and one Canadian whiskey.
North American.
Yeah. And one was a corn whiskey, one was a rye whiskey, one was a Canadian whiskey, and one was a Tennessee whiskey. So, and that was, the whiskies were gorgeous, but it was amazing how much they paired well with the bacon. So you had hickory smoked bacon was paired with the corn. You had pancetta that was matched with the rye. You had a dark molasses and vanilla one that was paired with the Canadian. And then you had a speck that was paired with the Tennessee.
Good memory.
I know. And
especially after four whiskies.
In terms of the whiskey, I really like the rye and the Tennessee the best. I thought the best pairing was the Tennessee with the speck. I thought that was just gorgeous. But the best bacon was the dark...
The one covered in sugar.
The dark molasses and vanilla. Holy smokes. Shocker. That was so good.
Shocker.
Oh.
I think I've got a thing for Tennessee whiskey, so... Because they have to go over charcoal plates... And it just gives it a little, I don't know, I've got something for it.
I think we've been to the distillery, the Jack Daniel's distillery, and that was so amazing. Like, it's one of the most amazing things we did in the South. And
so we got that little connection. It was so good. With the ice cream with Jack Daniel's flavor, like, oh my gosh, I'm tipsy.
Because in Lynchbury, Tennessee, they're not allowed to sell whiskey. It's a dry county. So they
can't serve Jack Daniels.
They can't serve Jack Daniels in Lynchburg. But they definitely put it in their ice cream.
We're not naming names.
It's the Jack Daniels ice cream that, this is just ice cream. It's just ice cream. But you can't have it if you're under 18.
Yeah, and it's like hits the back of your throat like, whoo.
Oh, it was so good.
Luckily, you weren't driving. Otherwise, could have got done.
Yeah. So that was really good. And then afterwards, we went just to a good burger restaurant and just got a really good burger. Got a lamb burger. Oh, it was good.
Something good about it. Although, good, solid burger.
Yeah. And for the first time, I had a lamb burger that was topped with shaved Parmesan as the cheese. Hello, people. Parmesan and lamb go together so well. I think it's because of the salty, like, umami taste from the Parmesan cheese.
Parmalam.
No, that just sounds wrong. That sounds like a parmo, like with the breadcrumb. No. Parmesan cheese and lamb. It's a good combo. Just telling you now. And then yesterday we kind of like...
Lamazon. No, that doesn't work either.
No, that doesn't
work. I want it to work.
And then yesterday we went and saw Dunkirk, which was so good. I would definitely recommend you go and see it.
I was so tense the whole time.
Oh, yeah, you were just on the edge of your seat the whole time.
It was funny, there was one point where, I won't give anything away, someone was trying to grab something, but they were struggling to grab something, and I could feel Jen, like, leaning in that direction as if to, like, help him, like, come on. Like, when you're playing a racing game and you're, like, leaning off to the side. Come on.
Oh, dear.
I was like, where's she going?
But, yeah, it was really good, so definitely recommend to go and see it. So lots of birthday fun.
And now we are taping a podcast.
Uh-huh. Which, is that an extension of birthday fun?
Still the birthday weekend.
That is true. And
we're not taping it.
Tuesday the 1st of August is our 8-year wedding anniversary. So we are doing it, we are celebrating the way we did last year as well by going to our favourite restaurant in Perth, which is Longchim, which is a Thai restaurant, and it's absolutely incredible, and, yeah, jaw-dropping food. So, we are looking forward to...
That was an easy decision. Where do you want to go? Longchim. Good.
So that's that. We have... So, like, I kind of, like, hinted towards, we were, like, in the middle of, like, craziness last week, and... the reason being was we had gone to see an apartment that we absolutely loved, that we were submitting an application for.
To rent.
But we knew that there was another application, well, at least one other application, and that it was completely out of our hands as to whether or not we got the apartment. But we did! Ooh. And on Thursday, we went to sign the lease. So on the 7th of September, We are moving to a lovely wee apartment in Subiaco, which is one of the suburbs of Perth, but it's about a 10-minute drive from here. It's not far.
Yeah, we're not really moving far.
Not moving far at all.
We're going to go live in a treehouse.
Well, we call it the treehouse because it's surrounded by trees and it's like a treehouse.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And it's really, really cosy. So I'm looking forward to... And luckily... We don't have a lot of stuff, and we're going from furnished to furnished, so...
Yeah, two furnished apartments, so we don't have any, like, big furniture to take with us. I've got my desk and...
some storagey bits.
The barbecue and stuff like that, but... Yeah, so we were really, really excited, and it's a smaller apartment, but that's exactly what we wanted, you know. We wanted something a bit more cosy.
Well, it's just the two of us. Why do we need, like, loads and loads of space?
Yeah. So, no, it'll be really good, and it was really exciting, and it's just good to know that we're able to move to the area that we want to move to, and it's a bit more community-based.
And it's the first time in, like, 5 years or something that we've moved somewhere kind of through, completely our choice. Like, we've... the last.
David, it's not five... Was it 5 years ago that we moved out of our...
House.
House?
Yeah.
It was only 5 years ago.
Oh, no, four.
No, it would be five.
2013. Four and a half.
Yeah, that's when we moved out. But, so it would be longer than that. Because, sorry, we're just having a complete debate here. Basically, when we lived in Inverness, when we first moved from David Finnish University and we were moving to Inverness, we had a week to find a place to live.
Yeah.
Which we did.
Did.
And then when we... bought a house in Inverness, we were able to choose that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
was easy. Chilled.
So it was that so that date when we first moved in.
2009.
That was the last time that's the last time. So when we moved, when David got his job to go down to Glasgow, we had one day.
Oh yeah, we went
one
down
day to find a place to live. And then when we found we were moving to Perth, we moved here and we long story short, we had another week to find a place to live, which we did, and that was fine. But this time round, we knew our lease was coming to an end, so we had a month to be able to find somewhere. And yeah. Luckily, we found somewhere, and we applied for it, and we got it. So
because we're lovely people.
Yeah, but it was nice to be able to have a bit of calm surrounding this one.
Yeah, and it'll be nice because Subi's got a real buzz about it and we always end up there anyway because it's got lots of coffee shops and it'd be nice just to be able to walk into, you know, the little...
Hub,
high street.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, so yeah.
So that'll be good, but I'm sure we'll keep you all up to date with that.
It was a really tiring week because of that, because you were up and down.
Your emotions.
Waiting for calls.
I swear, no one should underestimate an emotional roller coaster because it just tires you out.
But it's all good.
But yeah, so as most of you know, in Perth right now it's the winter and you can get a bit bummed out in the winter. I'm sure everybody knows that. So what we've done is... we wrote a list of things that we want to do over the winter in Perth. So in our weekends and stuff like that, we're looking at that list and trying to do some new fun things. This weekend we knew it was raining, so we decided we were just going to go and see Dunkirk. But we'd done all my birthday stuff on the Friday. So next weekend we're hopefully going to get out for a walk and we're going to go up to the hills, Perth Hills, and do some walking in there.
So
that should be really good. But we've got lots of stuff on our list, like everything from Chinese restaurants that we want to go to ice cream places. There's a distillery we want to go to. Want to do get back on our bikes.
Yep. And we also went, we already ticked one off because we went to that exhibition that was all the sneakers.
Yeah, that was really cool. And we also went to see Despicable Me 3, which was on the list. But yeah, we want to go play mini golf and make a proper curry.
Yeah.
And just lots of little things. And it's been really fun. I would definitely advise doing that if you just want to make a bit more of your weekends and do some fun stuff. Is just have a bit of paper up on the side, in your kitchen or something. And every time you think of something fun, you're like, oh, I've always wanted to do that. Put it on the list.
Yeah, and it's also quite good because... it means that when you actually get to that point where you're like, oh, what do we want to do? You don't have to think of anything. You just go and have a look on the list and you kind of go, well, it's going to be nice this weekend, so we'll do this one, or it's going to be wet, so we'll do this one. Or,
and I think what the best thing about it is you know, we've put both big and small things on it. I mean, like, the Chinese restaurant that we want to go to is literally like market hall type, or like the gelato place that we want to go to. You know, it's just a scoop of ice cream, but, you know, or
still on a dip.
Go on a hot chocolate date. You know, just little things like that, but stuff that...
Yeah, and you can just add to it as you go. And I'm sure when it starts, even when the weather starts getting better, we'll add other...
Yeah, but I definitely think, like, getting out on the bike should be something that we want to do.
It gets too hot.
Before it gets too hot, and then
we made that mistake last year. We just kind of like, yeah, we'll do it. And then it was just suddenly like, oh, no, that's just silly now.
Yeah.
So we shall do that.
So what I thought we could talk about next is just kind of, like, end on kind of what we're loving right now. Like, things that we're, like... What are you digging right now, David?
You're digging.
Can you dig it? Yes, you can. Do you remember that program, Dig It? It was like Saturday morning TV.
Was it on 3?
Yeah.
Channel 3.
Can you dig it? Yes, you can.
Was it like D-I-G-G-I-T?
Yeah.
Oh,
classic. Anyway.
Good old British
children's TV.
TV.
I was
definitely more of a BBC man.
Yeah, I was more BBC. Apart from SMTV, because we watched that because... it had Pokemon on it, and Paul wanted to watch Pokemon.
I watched bits of SMTV.
Yeah, I think because I had a younger brother.
Yeah.
So it meant that I got...
Was it still live and kicking at that time?
No, I don't think it was live and kicking. I think it was that hotel one with the cow. The one that was set up in
fully
Scotland.
Fully booked,
that was it.
That was good.
Oh, God.
It was like all these like really, really bad Scottish stereotypes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did it not have him from Doctor Who that sounds American but he is Scottish?
The guy from Torchwood?
Yeah.
No.
But it had... I can't remember what the name
was. It had Grant Stott in it.
Ah!
That's who was the guy in it.
Yeah, and Gail Porter. And I can't remember what the Highland cow was called.
Oh, goodness knows.
It was a lady cow, because it was a cow.
Yeah, some Scottish like.
But there was a lot of like really bad Scottish stories.
Oh, I know.
It's great.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how we quite got onto that. Dig it. Yeah. There
dig
we
it.
Go.
Your fault.
So so we like our Netflix time.
Yep.
So we have finished House of Cards, which the latest season I'm looking forward to. House of Cards like does that though, like it wraps everything up so like quickly at the end that it leaves you on such like a high. You're just like, ah, crap, I want to see the next episode.
Well, it's got like 13 episodes, and then
you're
by
like,
episode 9, you're like, where is this going?
Yeah, you're like, where is this going? I don't know what's going to happen. And then everything major happens in episodes 12 and 13, and it leaves you going, I want to see the next episode, which is all fair and well if you weren't having to wait a whole year before the next episode. But anyway, just when you think, is House of Cards really, is it kind of fading now? End it and you're like, ah, still just as good.
Episodes 6 to 10 are often a bit like mushy, and then it gets good again.
Mm.
And then they tease, like, oh, we're going to figure out something that was from season 1. And they're like, nah, not quite yet.
Yeah.
Saws. Not saws.
So the latest thing we're watching in the evenings is How to Get Away with Murder.
That's good.
So we're still on season 1. Coming to the end of season 1.
I think we've got like 2 episodes left.
Yeah. It's good.
It's good.
It's really good. I mean, Viola Davis is an amazing actress. Absolutely incredible. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
It's just a good... Yeah, it's just good because you've got the kind of...
You got into it really quickly.
Yeah. And you've got like the individual episode story, but then the overarching, And there's 2 seasons at the moment, so we're not like... It's not going to be too bad when we finish the first season. I'm like, damn it!
Well, I think as well, there's only 2 seasons on Australian Netflix, but I know there are... Like, they're on like season 4 of it, so I think...
Damn it!
I think it means that they're due to come out soon.
Come on! I thought the whole point was if they had the same show on, which is a feat in itself, I thought the whole point was they were supposed to have the same number of seasons.
Only if it's a Netflix original. So, yeah. Like, with, like, it's House HBO. Of Cards and Kimmy Schmidt and things like that, like, everywhere in the world will get it at the same time.
Yeah, but, okay. Yeah, because this is HBO and then
but, yeah, Fox when it's stuff like HBO that, and blah, yeah, it's a whole heap of, like, crap.
But then, because that's quite dark and serious, you can't watch that all the time. So you have to watch a funny thing. Mm-hmm. So we randomly found, well, we knew it existed, but we never watched it, a program called Gary Tank Commander.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Which is brilliant, because again, it's a Scottish TV show. It started on BBC Scotland. They didn't even show it in England to start with. Because she's proper, like, it's properly Scottish.
Yeah.
Like, even I have to get a bit of an ear in for it.
He's Midlothian, so it's kind of Edinburgh neck of the woods. But not your posh central Edinburgh, if you've ever gone to Edinburgh. Like,
so English.
Yeah. If you go to Edinburgh as a tourist, I guarantee you will bump into more English people than you would a Scottish person.
I went to Edinburgh Uni and I didn't know many Scottish people.
No.
I was English when I went to Edinburgh Uni.
But yeah, so you go to Midlothian, which is like the outskirts of Edinburgh. And yeah, it's a bit different.
So the first series was just like, well, they still do it now.
So it's basically this guy who's in the army. He's not the
called
Gary, and he's not the brightest tool in the shed, but
he's all right, gets by.
He's bloody funny, and it's him and his
unit
in the army, and
but now they come back.
So now they've come back from, well, it was Iraq, and then it was Afghanistan, so it's a few years ago. But, yeah, it's bloody funny. It's
funny. And so you've got, like, lots of, like, Dunny Ken and all this kind of...
And I think as well, because I'm Scottish, I get it a bit more.
Oh, it's hilarious. Because the Scottish, if anything, have hilarious words for, like, just taking the mick out of people. Like, you're mad Raj. Which just sounds brilliant. I don't care where you're from. That just First of all, it automatically sounds insulting. No matter what. But also...
To be fair, though, like, you could just be talking to someone from that neck of the woods, like, face-to-face, and they could be asking, like, good evening, how was your day? And it would sound like...
Well, yeah, it could sound like...
Insulting.
Yeah, but in a jovial way. But, yeah, no, I like that. It's good fun. You don't really have to think too much, apart from what he said.
Yeah, and I think you need that in your life.
Yeah.
So, what podcast are you loving at the moment, David?
I haven't really added many to my repertoire on the old podcast because I find I just get bogged down. But I do enjoy the Active Life podcasts. So I follow them on Instagram and they're based in...
New Jersey,
yeah. And it's a company that are chiropractors by trade, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they basically just give advice for looking after yourself. But a lot of it is... Some people won't like their style because it's quite blunt, but they're very, very passionate about people looking after themselves the right way, not like building a solid foundation and all that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. So rather than, as they say, you're not learning to do tricks when you're, you know, doing CrossFit or whatever, you're building a strength basis. So you're not trying to... Yeah, just do all these cool things that you've seen on Instagram. Like, there's no point. You're going to hurt yourself. And a lot of it is, like, you know, just checking your ego and looking after yourself and taking the time and, in, you know, and the money to look after yourself properly. And I like what their message is, as blunt as it can be sometimes. And I sometimes wish more people would listen to it in the world. But that's the one I really enjoy. So whenever they come up, I'm like, oh!
Yeah. I think for me... I was trying to think because, like you, I haven't added any new podcasts to my list. But I think the one podcast that when it comes up, I want to listen to like immediately is still the Happier podcast with Gretchen Rubin and her sister Elizabeth Kraft. And it's just really good because I think it's along the same lines as what I write about on my blog. Basically, how we can all be happier and as a result of that, healthier people. Yeah. And I just like the way they think and I like the way they talk and I like Gretchen Rubin's four tendencies and how she kind of links that into things. The four tendencies being a different personality type. So you can go into her website, and you can take the test and see what type of person you are. I'm the same type of person as Gretchen Rubin, so I think when she talks, I like it because the way she approaches things is the way I would approach things.
Yeah.
And I think when you've got something like that, you
and feel... not a lot of people have that tendency, so yeah, you maybe don't see it a lot.
It's quite rare to be this one. I'm weirdo.
Weirdo.
Yeah. But yeah, that's
the
one.
But also, the other podcast, I keep meaning to subscribe to it because we saw them interviewed, was that Pod Save America. And they seemed really funny. It's like a political podcast, but they kind of explain how the politics works because they know what, like, they were in the Obama administration.
Yeah.
But they're also comedians. So it would be quite a good way to learn about stuff without it being like really dry. And
that brings us back to, because Pod Save America, we saw them being interviewed on Chelsea. So speaking of stuff we watch on Netflix, we absolutely love watching Chelsea's talk show, Chelsea Handler, and if you're not easily offended, definitely watch it.
Watch it anyway. Be offended.
So I feel like the Scots and the Aussies, they would totally get her.
It's mainly if you don't mind swearing.
No, it's not that. Like, a lot of stuff she said, like, she's really abrupt, but I appreciate that. Like, she says it as it is and beyond.
Yeah.
You could get easily offended.
But mainly the swearing, I think.
Some of the swearing. The C word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a mad Raj.
In
a good way.
In a good way. So what book are you reading right now?
Well, you read it months ago and then you bought it. So you read it from the library and then you bought it.
Because it's so good.
The Little Book of Hygge. So I'm reading that now. So I'm learning about hygge-ling. Or whatever. I don't know what the to-do word is for hygge. But it's the sense... Well, there isn't that... It's this Danish word that doesn't really have a direct translation to English, but it's that sense of, like, comfort and coziness and, like, belonging, security. Warmth. There's a lot of things it could be.
I wrote... if you go to chasetheredgrape.com and click on 5 Top Tips on Tuesday... And there is a list of the articles I've written on 5 Top Tips on Tuesday. And one of them is about hygge. And I described it as H-Y-G-G-E. And I described it in that post I wrote about it being... If it's like a glow.
Yeah.
It's like hygge is feeling the glow. That sense of warmth within you. And yeah, I absolutely raved about this book. And I think you reading it now, you can kind of see why.
Yeah, I also like the writer's style.
Yeah.
Cheeky.
It's a good one. It's a good one. And I'm reading something that's completely like on the other end of the scale. So I'm reading a book that I picked up when we were back in the UK. We were having a walk around the car boot sales with my mum and my grandma.
By the way, Jen's doing the action for walking with her arms.
And
this is how I walk.
And I spotted this book. And it was like 50 pence, and I couldn't help but buy it. And it's
even been opened.
I know, it's brand new, and it's called Tiny Islands, and it's 60 remarkable little worlds around Britain. So it's 60 small chapters about different islands that are surrounding the UK or within the UK.
Because some of them are on like a lake,
and like all the little histories about them and why you should go visit them. And it's just so interesting. And I'm absolutely loving
it. There's only like 3 or 4 pages per island.
Yeah.
And it goes through the history. And that writer's got a good...
Oh, he's got such a dry British...
It was so funny, the one that
dry
was just,
British sense of
the
humor.
The one that was just like, there is literally nothing on this island. You know, if you want to stand under a tree... to protect yourself from the sun, you're going to have to bring your own. Because it's not even that. Yeah. Stuff like this, you know.
But you know what I would just recommend everyone? Just go and randomly read a book that is just something completely different from what you would normally read. Because I guarantee you'll be really surprised on how much you'll enjoy it.
And it's funny, because now you're like, I want to go see this place.
Yeah, now I want to go back and visit all these little islands.
You're on the Scotland section now, so you're like...
Ooh. Yeah, so that's really interesting. But yeah, so thanks for listening to this episode, guys. If you have any comments or questions, please email us or check out the website, chasetheredgrape.com. We would love to know what you have going on right now and what you're, like, digging. Oh, my God. I've never.
Or what your favourite Scottish slang word is.
Okay. Or swear words.
Yeah.
Just whatever.
Just comment with the word on Jen's like Instagram. Like, how dare you?
Oh, me. So check out Chase the Red Grape on all social media channels. We are particularly active on Facebook and Instagram. And if you have time, please leave us a review. It really means the world to us. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a podcast. As we've discussed above, this. We have discussed it.
We've been through it.
They get it. They dig it. Oh, me, right, we're going to end there. So we will see you all next week for more fun chat and discussion. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.